So long as you are trying to make progress, you will go up. But up always implies down. So while you are trying to get better and better and better, that means that when you get to the best, you can only go on to the worst. And so you go round and round and round, ever chasing the illusion that there is something outside yourself, outside your here and now, to be attained that will make things better. And the thing is to recover from that illusion. A shaman, he receives his enlightenment by going off into the forest by himself to be completely alone. He's gone away into the forest to find out who he really is, because it's very difficult to find that out while you're with other people. And the reason is that other people are busy all the time telling you who you are. But if you want to find out who you are before your father and mother conceived you, who you really are, you almost have to go off by yourself. Go into the forest and stop talking, even stop thinking words, and be absolutely alone. Listen to the great silence. And then, if you're lucky, you recover from the illusion that you're just little me, the so-and-so, and you attain the state of nirvana, which means the blown-out state, the relieved state, the sigh of relief. Nirvana may be translated into English as phew. What you really are, the real you, is it. You suffer because you crave things. The truth of suffering, the truth about the origin of suffering, the truth about the ceasing of suffering, and the truth about the way to the ceasing of suffering. No thing exists independently. Everything is a thing only in relation to everything else. Therefore, there are no separate things, no real selves or souls or egos. You are being brought to center. You're being brought to yourself. Accept yourself as you are here and now, totally. The separate I which you thought yourself to be is an illusion.
Already the devil knows, because who do you think the devil is?
if you decide before you act. And if you do, you see, the devil will catch you. You don't aim and then shoot. It's all one action. You have to act and decide simultaneously. If you are going to be an expert archer, you must shoot before you think. Otherwise, it'll be too late. But how can anyone do that, you see? That's the question. It doesn't come, and then one day it happens. When you reach a certain point of despair, when you know that you are the one weird child who will never be able to swim, at that moment you're swimming. You stop trying, you stop not trying, you've overcome, you see, the illusion of having a separate ego. Practice centering, calm your mind. Go into the forest and stop talking, even stop thinking words, and be absolutely alone. Listen to the great silences and become a nobody. You see where you are?